Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Big O, I know you will say no, but when Joe leaves, will you get the call because you're what you're building now? No, sir. It doesn't matter if I don't think you understand this. Do you want me? Do you want this format to continue? I can't do this on radio. You do know that, right? Couple breaks in an hour, maybe 3-4 minutes of commercial breaks in 1 hour. I can drop an F-bomb every once in a while. I can drop an S-bomb every once in a while. You know what I mean? I'm not going to harp on the same subject for 3 hours. I'm not going to do that. I can't do what I do now. You don't really want me to go back to QAM, actually. You understand that. And by the way, why are you still listening to radio? I don't get it. You know, appreciate Joe. Joe's excellent. But once Joe leaves, that station will be closed down. I've already told you that. That station will switch formats. They are losing their ass running two sports stations, and they don't have the personnel for one sports station. They don't have the money. They keep making cuts. I'm telling you, I believe they'll file Chapter 11 in 2022 also as a company. So I have no interest on going back to radio ever again. The only thing I would do for fun is a rock DJ. That's the only thing that I would do on an FM station. And even that said, by now, you can't really be a real rock DJ because you'll have some program director telling you all the songs you've got to play. And it's the same 200 songs that they play all day long. Right? That's it. They're not going to play Dire Maker from Led Zeppelin. No, 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 no. It's got to be Stairway to Heaven and Black Dog. And you'll repeat those two songs 87 times over and over again. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. What are you going to do, man? This format, you can't get anywhere. What I'm doing now, nobody's doing locally. Not even close. And we've got all our insiders. We're going to add more. We're not done yet. I don't really, for those of you that, you know, and there's a lot, and there's a ton of people now downloading the show. Thank you all out there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're averaging over 1.1 million downloads in the last 30 days. I mean, the number just keeps going up. Why would anybody want me to go to radio now? And why would I want to go to radio now? Doesn't make any sense. We can build up our sponsorships from here. We can make a good living and survive finally. And Sean, hopefully, same thing. As long as Sean and I can, you know, make a good living from this and feed our families, we're fine. You know, and that's what we're working for. And we don't have to deal with the corporate bullshit, which I can't say over there. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I can't work for an idiot that I forgot more radio than he did. Or than he knows. I'm sorry. That's the other thing. I'm just tired of it, dude. I tried it. I've tried, you know, going the corporate route and all that. But all I'm doing is giving my work to them. And why should I do that? Plus, I feel like listeners enjoy this more than anything else. At least that's what I'm feeling. I've never had these kind of numbers, not at QAM, okay, not at 640, not at Onside Radio. Where I'm out downloading the entire station by miles every single day. It just, obviously, there's a response. A lot of people love this kind of format better than, you know, the normal formats that are out there. So, yeah, my brother, I don't think I would ever go back ever again to QAM. I would do Mad Dog. That I, you know, maybe I could fill in over at Mad Dog or do something. That might be a possibility, but you'll never catch me again on local radio. I'm done with that, man. I'm done with those companies. Alex says, yes, we actually get to talk to you better on here. What happened with you on Onside? There was no commitment, brother. That's all. It ended. It's over. So it is what it is. You move on, and you can, you know, I try to revive it, but I have to find the right owners. If I don't have people that will bring, you know, real help with me, I can't do everything by myself, man. Not even on this show I can do everything by myself. I slowly but surely have to build it up and get, you know, and get the sponsorships I need in order to have certain employees and do the things I want to do. Because remember, they're not. You go to those kind of places, they're not going to pay for me to go to the East-West Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl and all. I had to pay on my own for that kind of stuff. The only person that helped me out was Joe Bell. No one else has ever helped me out on radio. Every other GM that we had, they were like, oh, we don't have the money. And it's like, do you know that people like that kind of coverage and they want to know about the draft? Like, the draft is pretty, oh, well, it's not in our budget. Well, then get the sponsors so you can create it. And no, they're too lazy. So, like I'm telling you, here, I want to go to the East-West. I want to go to the Senior Bowl. I want to go to the Combine like I've done for over 20 years. I want to go to the Vegas Summer League in basketball. I want to do those kind of things that you just don't have normal shows do. And if our teams go to playoffs and Super Bowls and World Series and those kind of things, I want our show to be there. I want to do all those kind of things that they don't do locally anymore. And they don't care to do locally anymore. I want to connect with all of you out there. Something they don't care about either. So trust me, you don't want me to go back to regular radio. Plus, I don't need the hassles. Because the one thing that I've never done when I've been in local radio is, bro, I don't toe the company line. That's not me. That's never been me. That will never be me. I don't do it. And that's a lot. And that's a pain in the ass. Some of you have met me over the years. And many of you have always, you know, almost every time I get somebody says, hey, oh, I love your honesty. I love that you don't hold back. Many times I've told you, if any of you have ever met me, I told you it's not the best. It's not the best approach, I want you to know, because being honest is not something that they want. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry. What are you going to do? I'm going to be honest if I screw up. And so I'm going to be honest when anybody else screws up. I have to, you know, I know I'm as defective as anybody else out there. So I'm susceptible to making all kinds of mistakes. And I'll tell you, hey, man, I screwed up. It's me. My fault, man. I apologize. I need to correct it. I need to get better from it. So you think I'm not going to point out somebody else and you think they want that? Because they've got partnerships.